Hey, this is Ben.
Hey Ben, Mike here with Off and Mazer. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you, Mike?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. I think Nick scheduled your call with me, and you mentioned that you'd be good for it's 4:15 at your end, right?
We talked a little bit about, I think it was 3:30, but I've been open this afternoon, so this 4:15 works just fine.
Okay, fantastic. Okay. So Ben, I just wanted to, kind of touch base with you. Been a few days since we last spoke. Just wanted to check if you need us or, any kind of help from our side with the, the research you're doing and if there's any, major updates about your homework you were doing.
So I kind of talked to Nick about this, but I would definitely say, like, we're excited about this idea, me and my partners. But right now, all of us are, I'm a full-time student and my other partners are working full-time. And so I think, there's just
Right.
times of the year where you get more busy. And this is a project, kind of a side project that we were excited about. And we've come to a part of the year where all of us are really busy. And I think coming into the holidays, it'll stay busy like that, and so we haven't
Right.
really moved that far forward. And that's mostly on myself, because I'm kind of the one that leads the research, and I would make all the financial forecasts. And so
So would
I've
you?
been really busy, and I'm definitely excited about the idea, and I want to work on it and get moving forward. It's just, not my first priority right now, and it's not my partner's first priority right now. And so what I kind of explained to Nick was, when we do have some more time, and I'm trying to make some more time over the next couple of weeks, and I'm able to get that done, I would happily, get in touch with you more about next steps. But I think the path before we take those next steps is kind of long, because we'd want to rebuild the business plan, finish all the financial forecasts, and then talk as a group about potential people that we'd want to sell to, get that organized, and then once you've determined those potential people that we'd sell to, then based on their needs, we would talk a lot about whether or not we'd want to go with the MVP, the prototype, and Nick sent those over, and so we've looked at those, and that's another piece that we're thinking about.
Right,
And
and
I'd be happy to.
yeah, sorry.
And so I was just going to wrap up and say, once we are getting closer to that and we've made some of those bigger decisions, I'm happy to let you guys know. And I appreciate you following up, but as of right now, there's not a lot more that you guys can do. You've done so much to help, and I really appreciate that. It's kind of on our side now, and just with a little added busyness, we haven't been as it hasn't been a priority. But that has nothing to do with your service or our confidence in the idea. It's just kind of
Oh, yeah, of course, that I
the way
understand.
that,
I just wanted to kind of get a scoop into, where you're standing at with your research. Last time we did offer that we could, kind of help with, bringing our expertise with the research part as well. But you mentioned that you wanted to reach out to some, some care homes and, build some target audience before you, pull the trigger on this. And that's exactly what I was trying to essentially understand today. How far are you with that? If you need our help with this as yet or not. Well, it's just that one reason I wanted to get in contact with you is to understand if there was something we could help expedite. And then secondly, I think it's been about almost about 4 months since we, gave the quotation to you and the scope of work as well. Now, of course, I'm sure you understand that can move a bit, but if we're not at that point yet, but we're coming to, it's just that, when we do, the LOE that we call it, the level of effort, we do it based upon, keeping in mind that we should be able to honor this for the next 90 days. Right, so things can move in the next 90 days, but we keep that buffer and we make sure that we can comply or we can honor the price that we've given within, if we're signing up anytime in the next 90 days, because sometimes clients sign up in the next couple of days, and sometimes it can take anywhere between a month and 3, right? However, we do, fully appreciate your due diligence and the research you're doing. It's just that, I mean, and then some people are, trigger shy, right? And, they, before they pull the trigger, they want to make sure everything's dotted out and, everything's in place, and that can prolong things as well. So if that's the case with one of your partners or even with yourself, then, we could figure out something. We could probably, we've already given you this option whereby we could break it down into 4 steps, right? So rather than signing up for a full application, what you could do is you could just commit for the first stage, for example, right? And not the whole application. That doesn't change anything except the fact that, between each milestone, you'll have an optional breather if you want to, say, take a pause for a bit, say a month, 15 days. You want to, do some additional research, you want to take some time, or you're simply busy with your life and you want to, say the designs are completed and now you want to take a breather, you want to go, prioritize something else before you get back to the application. This sort of arrangement would allow for you to, take that, take it into steps, and rather than committing to a full project, to us it remains, a complete project with all the milestones in place, and we, we deliver the exact quality of work we deliver with all the projects. So that was first thing that I think we've already, we are kind of on the same page with you about. And then secondly, if it's about the, the payments, because now in say if in a couple weeks or say I don't know when, but we may have to revise the pricing as well. So I mean, as long as it's a definite yes that you guys want to do the application and it's just about when, then just to kind of help you guys, or say incentivize the process of expediting this, we were looking to offer a better pricing on the complete project price as well. So, while we still can offer this price that we have, we were willing to offer up to 15% discount on the pricing, the total price that we offered. And that, of course, brings down, if you want to do this in milestone, then that brings down the price of each milestone as well by 15% as well. So is that something that's helpful? And then, that way you also have our team on board to help you complete the research while we start with the initial wireframing and mood boarding and UI and UX in the early stages as well.
Well, I really appreciate you calling to let me know and that you're offering us that discount, because that is very, very incentivizing, and I'm very grateful, and I think I can pass that down the line and see if that would change some of the timing that we wanted. And just for my understanding and the conversation I'll have with my partners, how long would you offer that discount? Like, what's the time frame of when you need us to make a decision and let you know?
Right. So given that the sole reason we're offering this discount is to, kind of incentivize the process of expediting this before we hear from our upper management that we may need to revise the price. We usually do that in 90 days, after 90 days, once the quotation has been sent to you. So the first quotation was valid for the first 90 days. It still remains valid for you with as an exception, and then on top of that, we can give you a 15% discount. But I think we could still honor the discounted pricing for another 15 days at maximum, if not 10.
Okay.
Given that that's
Okay.
the whole idea of, having this in place just to, kind of make it a win-win situation for you guys as well. Because I know you haven't asked for any kind of, price slashing anyway, and you've not done any kind of haggling with us, and I appreciate that. And we wanted to just bring this up just to, because I'll tell you how this actually came up. So we, when we do some, when we do the LOE, we keep a buffer of 15% for any changes in plan. I mean, when we get into the execution, the LOE may not be 100% correct, or it may not sit 100% correct when we get to the implementation. So we keep that 15% buffer, and we decided that, if we have to offer you a better price, we could remove that buffer. That, again, does not change anything for you. It still includes everything from scratch until the deployment and the 3 months maintenance. that we've already mentioned in the contract. It's just that we kind of removed pulled off that buffer or the cushion we keep just to, you know, kind of make it a win-win situation for both of us.
Yeah, well, Mike, I really appreciate your candor in letting us know. And I think back to what you had said a little bit before about, you know, some people being a little trigger shy, I would say that definitely describes myself and my other two partners, not at all because of your services, but this is the first app that any of us have been a part of. And there's a lot of statistics out there of how often apps fail due to lack of research. And so I think that's what kind of motivates us to try and dot the I's and cross the T's before we move forward. But I think with this discount, like, we will definitely keep that in mind, talk about if we want to really get this going, because that is definitely a very big incentive, especially as it applies to the different milestones, because I think that's what we'd want to do no matter what, just whether we do the prototype or the MVP, because, you know, we've talked about having proof of concept, if we did take it to people we were selling to investors, and so that's something that we are very interested in, and making that initial startup cost of having something to take as proof of concept to be even lower, that's very incentivizing. So we can talk about that, and I can get back to you. But I really appreciate your call, and I can keep that in mind and talk to them and see what we're doing moving forward. And I know you said that would probably last, you'd love to hear back in, you know, 10 days, maybe closer to a week. So I can talk to my partners this next week and hopefully get back to you like next weekend about what we're feeling. Would that be all right if we went with that timing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So maximum we could pull this until, we could stretch this until, you know, 2 weeks, like I mentioned, but 10 days is ideal. But, you know, this is not to rush you guys. I mean, if you still feel that it's not worth it, I mean, if the 15% discount is not worth it, we have no problems with, you know, you could take your time. And, you know, it's just that there's two reasons. A, we want to be a part of the research so we can point you in the right direction. Like, for example, you sent us the AWS spreadsheet. Nick and I sat on it as well. We just want our team on board as well, just so we can, there's anything that we can add to it. Because we've done so many applications, we know a lot that we can, you know, kind of bring to the table with the research part as well. And that is, you know, once we start that and then, you know, we begin the execution alongside, that's going to help us get to the realistic numbers and get to, a more realistic research as well. Because then we know what the app is looking like and, you know, if we need something else in the app, if we need any other feature that we may be missing, something may not just sit in well as far as the features is concerned. And no matter how much you plan this or you try and look through the tunnel, it's just that, you know, some things do come up during implementation. So the sooner we can get to that, the sooner our research is going to be in the right direction as well. And then, of course, the second reason is to, you know, to be able to adhere to the pricing that we've given to you. So that's all that I wanted to bring to you, and I think we've gotten on the same page. With this as well, you know, as far as the feedback I'm getting from you, and you know, since you want to discuss this with your partners, and if you think this is a good proposition, and this kind of helps us, you know, get along the way, you know, you can take your time. 10 days ideal, 14 days I think would be the maximum, but you know, in any case, we'd love to hear back from you, and if it takes longer, then even that's perfectly understandable. And there's no rush to you.
Well, yeah, that's great, Mike. I appreciate you reaching out and kind of talking this through. We will definitely get back to you. And I also appreciate you saying that we don't need to rush. I think that's super important, and we'll definitely keep that in mind as well. But I'll reach out to you after I've talked with my partners. But I appreciate you reaching out and letting me know about the discount and then the future change in price. So I appreciate that, and I can call you late next week.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you don't feel like, you know, it's just for us. I want to make sure it's a win-win situation. And yeah, just keep me posted. I mean, you have Nick's number, keep me posted as well. And we'll make way place from there.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks so much, Mike.
Perfect, then. Thank you for your time, Ben. I'll let you go.
Yeah, you have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you as well.